Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastard Series prediction show. The Red Sox just finished a shortened three-game set against the Toronto Blue Jays, splitting the two games they actually played. Third game was a rainout. They will now stay home at Fenway, and they will take on the visiting San Diego Padres. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Jeremy Schilling and Terry Cushman. So, guys, let's get started with Friday night's matchup. This is on Apple TV Plus, so sorry to most of you who probably won't get to see this one. 7:10 start. It's Nick Pivetta going up against Randy Vasquez. Jeremy, who do you like in game one?
Before I get to that, I just want to San Diego can hit, but what surprised me even more was seeing how the Red Sox actually match up comparatively. So very quickly, league rankings, batting average, San Diego 262nd. Red Sox 7th, 253. That's surprising. On base, San Diego's 5th at 324. Boston 6th. Runs 7th. Boston 8th. They're both tied with 90 home runs for 10th. And in fact, the Red Sox are slugging 420, which is 6th in Major League Baseball. San Diego's at 406 for 11th. What sets us apart, and I won't continue to do this, is we have a distinct advantage in pitching. Just walking into the series. Okay. Now, to get into this particular matchup, Vasquez is 2-4 with a 5.10 ERA and an absolutely horrific everyone gets a turn 1.68 whip. Pivetta's a gamer. We've talked about him a lot in the last two podcasts I've been on. I think this matches up well with the two off days to go win this game. Anyone's available except for Winkowski, who pitched 6 innings on Tuesday and is starting Sunday. So, whoever you want with whatever spot you feel best, there should be no issues. Everyone's available. Red Sox win the game.
Terry, who do you like?
In game one, both pitchers have been scuffling. To me, whether we win or we lose, I mean, we're just looking for a solid start out of Nick Pivetta, and Pivetta really hasn't looked great for much of the season. And when I talk about in the last show, Andrew Bailey not really being as big of a factor as we've hoped, I think Pivetta's a victim of that. You know, I think he tried to kind of switch to the Bailey program and it just hasn't been working. Now he's gone back to more of a fastball centric arsenal, and he's just struggling to find it. And you look at two of his last three starts, one was only 4 innings, the most recent one against Cincinnati, who has his number for some reason, 4 1/3. So you're just hoping that he'll be effective against this better than expected Padres lineup. You look at just, I like to look at just the last month, but Fernando Tatis Jr. hitting 368 right now with a 421 on base. I mean, the dude is just killing it. Manny Machado has, now that he's a West Coast guy, nobody talks about him anymore. He's just kind of buried on the West Coast in a division with much bigger stars. He's hitting 330 with a 381. Jerkson Profar has had a career year all the way through. He's hitting 309 in the last month with an on base just close to 4. So this is a lineup that will definitely put some numbers up against Pivetta. But like Jeremy said, the pitching for San Diego has been sort of an Achilles heel. And I'm going to cautiously give game one to the Red Sox.
So I think for game one, I'm going to take San Diego. Pivetta's,
really?
Yeah, he's starting to worry me a little bit. The long ball is starting to get to him. Gave up 2 home runs in each of his last 2 starts. He's given up 12 home runs in 11 starts now. The ball is starting to fly out of the park because it's that time of year. Guys are starting to launch. And this Padres lineup can hit. Now, the good news is Tatis Jr. is on the IL. He just went on the IL 2 days ago. He's got a stress reaction in his quad. So at least that's one bat you don't have to worry about. Obviously, Bogarts is still out. But, you know, Machado, like you said, Machado is slugging it this year. Cronenworth is on fire lately. So they still have a pretty potent lineup. And I just worry that they're going to get to Pivetta early. They're going to chase him out of the game early. It's going to be one of those where Red Sox are always kind of chasing the game. They're always behind and just trying to catch up. This Randy Vasquez does not look very good. I think that Red Sox will certainly put up some runs against him, but I just worry about the initial jump that the Padres are going to get off of Pivetta because I think that he is trying to search for it lately. So I don't feel great about that.
Real quick, I mean, if you're right, the vibes that I'll have after is the Andrew Abbott start from Cincinnati. That dude's lines the last his 3 recent starts coming into, you know, our series were just ass. Walks, very few strikeouts, and that's what we're looking at right now with Vasquez. So he's not going to be blowing guys away, but if he's getting efficient contact outs, I mean, that could be the key. But, man, we've got the scrappier offense, and the Padres have an explosive offense. So it's just which one will impose their will on the other.
Yeah, absolutely. So with that, we'll move to game 2 of the series, Saturday afternoon at 4:10. Tanner Houck going up against Michael King. Jeremy, who do you like in game 2?
So this is one of the disadvantages of picking a game, not knowing how Pivetta is going to pitch, because if he goes 3 2/3 and you burn the bullpen, it's going to be a real big problem on Saturday. All right, so Michael King, he's a 3.75 ERA, 109 strikeouts in 93 2/3 innings. So he's going to punch guys out. Had a bad outing last against Milwaukee, gave up 5 runs, 5 earned. He doesn't go deep into games, but 1 earned run, 2 earned runs, no earned runs, 1 earned run, 1 earned run, all the way back to mid-May, late May. So I don't know if his last start's a precursor, but he's going to give you about 5 innings and 2 earned runs or less. Zach Kelly's a great reliever. In 28 innings, he's got a 1.59 ERA. I mean, won you a couple games, but he's not a starter. And so this is a bullpen game, starter game. I do see that in the last 10 outings, he's gone 2 or more innings 4 times. Most recently, last week against Cincinnati, he went 2 2/3. So I think this is a situation where you're looking for more than 1 inning. But with Winkowski going on Sunday, it'll be his first start back in the bigs. It's the wrong spot. I don't love it. I think San Diego is going to win the second game.
Terry, who do you got?
This is a very interesting matchup. You know, Houck is our ace. He's pitched fairly well. I mean, I've been saying this his last several times out. I mean, he hasn't been dominant, but he's been effective. And this lineup is going to present some challenges that others haven't given him. And Michael King, I mean, he had his breakout with the Yankees after essentially being a long reliever in their pen for a while. And, you know, the Padres wanted him and made a deal for him, and he's really lived up to it. I mean, he's kind of continued that momentum. He's been a very effective starter, a punch out machine, as you guys have pointed out. So it's a tough matchup. I'm actually going to give it to the Padres. I mean, they've got a chip on their shoulder. They've underperformed, not quite as badly as the Blue Jays have underperformed the last few years, but we're getting into uncharted territory with Hauk with the innings, and I just feel like the Padres are, you know, they're going to have a chip on their shoulder, and I'm going to pick them in game two.
Okay, so not sure why you guys didn't stop me when I mentioned Kelly, because I'm obviously looking at the matchup without the rain out on Wednesday night. So if it's Hauk, I'm going Sox.
I was wondering. I thought you just meant if Kelly has to come in piggyback off of Hauk.
No, looking at an app that hasn't been updated, obviously.
Gotcha. Okay.
So forget everything I said. I'm taking the Sox and Hauk.
I think I'm going to take the Sox too. And this is a tough one because Michael King has had a very good season. He has faced the Red Sox before. They've roughed him up, but that was back when he was with the Yankees, and maybe that was before he figured things out and turned into the pitcher that he is today. But they have at least seen him, or at least some members of this team have probably seen him. I'm sure Devers has a book on him. So I like that it's not an unknown, which I always worry about with this lineup when they face a guy they've never faced before. And it's hard to bet against Tanner Houck right now. I mean, even if he only goes 5-6 innings, I think you should be okay. I think he can limit the damage that this Padres lineup can do. He can probably just, you know, get through the start of, you know, six or seven innings, two runs, you know, 6-7 strikeouts, and you're good. I expect the Red Sox offense to do their thing against Michael King. So just because I like the pitcher on our side better, I'm going to take the Red Sox in game two. So with that, we'll go to the series finale, which is Sunday afternoon at 1:35. Josh Winkowski going up against Matt Waldron. Jeremy, who do you like in game three?
So on May 5th against the Diamondbacks, Waldron in three innings gave up 7 earned runs. His ERA was 5.82. In the 9 starts since, he hasn't given up more than 2 earned runs, and his shortest outing is 5 innings, and has lowered his ERA in those 9 starts to 3.43. Love what Winkowski did on Tuesday. And if you listen to the recap show, you'll hear my thoughts on that. Especially if the Sox win the first two, as I have predicted, this is San Diego's game to win. Also of note, by the way, both teams have 7 wins in their last 10. So both teams come in pretty scorching hot. But so Sox, Padres win Sunday afternoon.
Terry, who do you got?
You know, this is another tough matchup. I mean, Waldron's been effective nearly all year at the major league level. This will be his 17th start on the year and pitched very effectively. What stands out to me is 2 starts ago, he faced the Philadelphia Phillies, the most explosive lineup in all of Major League Baseball, in my opinion, and went 7 innings of 1-run ball against them, struck out 2, only allowed 5 hits. I like this Padres team. I mean, the one thing you can say, if you like the underlying things, it's at Fenway, you know, so it's the equivalent of a West Coast swing, you know, maybe there'll be jet lag. But I mean, if you're reaching for that type of a thing, I mean, I don't like the way we looked against Toronto. And I think the Padres are going to win game 3 and take the series 2 out of 3.
I think I'm with you. Yeah, I got the Padres winning game 3. I just think that the Red Sox lineup, the way they've been performing has been fun to watch. But they're about to run into some serious pitching in this series, apart from the Vasquez kid Friday night. But I think that game's going to be more of an anomaly than anything else. But Michael King is a legit pitcher, and this Matt Waldron's on a tear right now. So, you know, if he's doing that against lineups like the Phillies and the Braves a couple of starts ago, where he's letting him to one run, punching out 8 to 10 guys, I mean, this lineup shouldn't present too many problems for him. Now, there's still a chance that Red Sox string together some hits. They frustrate him. You know, maybe Duran goes off. Devers hits a bomb. You know, maybe that's all it takes. But again, I mentioned it, you know, previously, it's a guy they've never seen before. And that always concerns me when it comes to these matchups. So I like what Winkowski did the other night too, but you know, now he's actually getting the ball to start a game, and he's going to be expected to go, you know, fairly deep into it, not 7-8 innings, but you know, he's going to be expected to stay out there for a while, especially if the bullpen has to work a lot the first two games. So I just think it's a tough matchup. I think Waldron's just on a tear right now. That Padres lineup can hit. I think they can get to Winkowski, and I think they'll take game three and they'll take the series as well. So with that, we will wrap that up. Sorry, go ahead.
I just saw it right now. I don't know if this is going to affect anything. It might, but Tatis went on the injured list the other day stress reaction in his right thigh bone. So either way,
this is another segment of when the hosts aren't listening to the other hosts.
Oh, my bad. Just full disclosure, though. I mean, we're doing this on the fly, and we're all trying to take in as much data as the other people are.
I get it 100%, Terry. Yeah. But Jason said exactly that already.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I may have mentioned it in passing, you know, that you know, one of their best players won't be there.
Maybe you whispered it. I don't know. But
between me having the wrong starter and you having the host that are listening, this was very entertaining.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll shut the hell up and let's get out of here.
No worries. Yeah. So enjoy the Padres series. Hopefully it goes differently than we predicted a little bit. Also keep an eye out for our Clown Takes episode. We're going to be doing some friendly fire on this one. So many of you may have seen the tweet that we're going to be discussing. So if you did, definitely tune in. You're going to want to hear what we have to say about that. So everyone have a great weekend and we'll talk to you later. Take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.